This is a Stand Up New York Labs production, providing you podcasts since 2013.
This is Race Wars.
Race Wars.
I have the power.
Yeah. How's it feel?
With Kurt Metzger.
You're out of your fucking mind, dude.
And Sherrod Small.
Settle down, bitch.
Race Wars.
Slow down. Your mama, nigga. Your mama got that virus.
My mom has the virus. You're gonna die on my hill. My mom has the virus. That's what you're telling me.
Yep, she got it. She's knee-deep in it. She's knee-deep in my...
Hi, friend. Where are you?
I'm off the grid in the woods.
You're in the woods?
Yeah, look. Off the grid, Nick.
Where?
Don't you worry about it, all right? I'm dying with rich white people.
Are you in the state?
No, I'm not in the state. I'm out of New York. Okay. Oh. I'm the fuck out of New York.
I'm so rich right now.
Hi.
Well, some people have... Hey, Rebecca. What's up, yo? Good to see you.
You too.
Well, we taping now. Yeah, Race Wars in the building. We everybody's on their own equipment in their own house with their own Red Bulls.
Happy virus, you guys.
Happy vi, you heard me.
Yeah, cheers.
I don't have Red Bull. I have Solar Plexus tea because I live in LA now.
Oh, gross. So how's LA coping with all this, Rebecca? First of all, introduce yourself to the people.
Hi, I'm Rebecca Rush. I mean, I'm okay.
Okay, that's good. Enough news for me from the coast. You and the dog are great?
We're not. There's more confirmed cases in Queens than in my entire state, which is one of the biggest states. So it's not.
Yeah, for now, but it's coming. Don't worry.
Look, if this is a state full of people that already want to cancel their plans, like, we're handling it.
Yeah, I heard that most of your shows got canceled way before the threat of the virus. Is that true? welcome home, bitch. I mean, everything's shut down. I mean, I've been off the grid for the longest, so.
Yeah, you
are too.
Don't worry about it. I don't need none of the government knowing where I'm at. Just know that I'm safe and I'm by the lake. I'm in the woods. I'm in the woods.
Huh? Where's Karen?
I'm still in New York. I'm in the city.
Karen's still at the epicenter of all this. She in there with
I'm in the epicenter of the epicenter. I'm in the Hasidic neighborhood, so.
Oh, yeah, the Hasidic neighborhood.
Everyone is congregated. They won't stop having weddings and stuff. Like, it's like.
You see them out the window?
What?
I heard about the weddings.
Yeah, it's like, well, they don't have Netflix. They have, like, bar mitzvahs, you know?
Oh, yeah, that's their Netflix.
It's like, that's like, nothing.
Click on Joel. We watch Joel tonight. We'll go to Joel's wedding tonight. Click on that. Do you see people walking around with masks in your neighborhood?
Yeah. Everybody's walking around. I mean, I don't, when is the last time you were in New York? Like, it's so weird here. It's just,
yeah, it's weird.
Everybody's walking around with masks. You can tell the people who are walking around with masks on that were making fun of it a week ago.
Yeah, right. I
mean, everybody's come around. Everybody's wearing gloves. It is goofy. Like, you go outside and you're like, am I? I'm definitely wearing a mask and gloves, right? And then you go outside and you're like, yeah, I just have to. This is crazy. A virus.
People are too scared. No, people are definitely scared. Hey, well, how many people died in the country so far? Do you know? It's about 1,800?
I don't know. We have like 100. We had 42 deaths in Los Angeles.
Over 3,000, I'm hearing. 3,000 now in the States? I think 38 people died in New York last night. In the last 24 hours, I should say.
It's been thousands of people. There's like 2,000 deaths in New York alone, at least, I think.
New York got the most deaths for the country so far.
Yeah, people are dying.
I mean, who are the people, though?
I don't know.
Come on, show them. What were the people? The old people? What are they saying? They ain't saying nothing to us. They're just making us scared and not giving us details of who's dropping. I want to know the height, weight, pre-existing conditions. I want to know everything about that. Don't just tell me a bunch of people died and now you might be next. Fuck you fucking asshole. Suck my dick.
Yeah, no, I don't know. I'm like, I'm not really going out. I ordered grocery delivery. Usually it comes in a few hours, but now it comes like in a week and you're going to get about half the stuff and that's fine. I've smoked crack. I'm not fucking around. I don't know what my lungs are like. Yeah. My lungs are probably over 5, you know?
Yeah. Your lungs are fine because you put your lungs through enough stuff already. You know you have.
I don't know. I made my own hand sanitizer.
You made your own sanitizer? How you make that out of rubbing alcohol and mayonnaise thing?
All over the fucking valley looking for shit one morning at like 8:45 a.m. And then I was driving by a 7-Eleven. This voice in my head was like, stop there right now. And they had some dusty-ass aloe 7-Eleven brand. I bought that shit, mixed it with rubbing alcohol and some essential oil. Bam.
And it started a fire. You look like you're drinking your own urine right now. That's how desperate things got in L.A.
My urine is not this light.
Mercy. What is that fucking nonsense you're drinking? It looks like dire times out there.
It's a solar plexus tea by Buddha Teas that I made in the sunlight.
Oh my God. If I had a harpoon that somehow could digitally appear in your house and just go through you, I would do it right now. What is that button? Is that at control function? You silly motherfucker. You are full LA right now. You are full LA.
Power. We're all feeling a lack of personal power right now. So I'm
gonna drink. Did you hear any of the news from like the Comedy Store or the Factory? Anybody out there about like when they think they're gonna open back up or anything like that?
Oh, but my manager reached out and was like, do you want my help rebooking your East Coast tour? I'm like, oh, the one that I booked with my own contacts? No, thank you. I don't want to give you 15% to be tone deaf right now.
Oh, so he was trying to get that money from just rebooking something you already booked.
Yeah, and wanted to do it like 3 weeks ago. I was not in a good mood. I picked up the phone like, I'm not going to be putting content on YouTube. I don't want to talk about it. Like,
yeah. Plus, they wanted to get your contacts that you hooked up the whole tour with. They wanted all that.
Like, well, I want to start sending you out for June. And I'm like, how about we just leave people alone that just laid off their whole staff? You know?
Yeah,
like,
yeah, that's a good idea. Karen still looks scared. Look at Karen's scared face. This is bugging me.
I'm going to do fucking... Have you done comedy on Zoom yet? I'm so afraid of
that. I refuse. I'm not doing comedy on Zoom. I'm not doing that. Honestly, like, I'm not, like, under the... If I can't talk to people, I will do the opposite of talking to people. You know what I mean? Like, I'll film stuff at home where it's like, you know, just talking into a camera that's already weird enough, but just for myself, so I don't have to worry about people on the other end of it being like, she seems like she's talking into a camera. Like, I don't need that. Well, I'll come back when we're all back. You know what I mean? Like, when we're all back, that's going to be a party. Like, we'll be so happy to be there. People will be so happy to be watching comics. Comics are going to be so happy to be talking to an audience. I'm not going to do this, like, fake, like, can't find the clit of comedy. Like,
The search around in the dark for the clit of comedy.
No.
Oh, it's gross.
It's disgusting. I'm doing other stuff. I'm honestly lying completely low. Like, if we're not doing stand-up, there's no reason to socialize in any capacity.
Yeah, all this other stuff.
I've gone like, completely dark.
If it's not stand-up or like a podcast situation, it's like, I don't want to see your miniseries.
No. I'm not doing...
I don't want to see these nerds kissing for no reason.
No, I'm not doing live. I'm not doing any of that. I posted like the lighting in my room where I lay beached on my bed. It was so good one day. And I Sarah and I took a really pretty selfie and put that show on Instagram. So that's proof of life, you know what I mean? Like just so you know that I'm here, my lashes are looking good with my basic level of commitment to people.
All right.
And that's it. I've gone dark. I keep my phone on Do Not Disturb all day long. If I'm not talking to my boyfriend who also lives 3 minutes away from me or making sure my parents know I'm alive, I'm off the grid.
What's up with all those porn lights in the back, fucking Cam Soda? What you doing with all those lights?
I'm filming.
You son of a bitch. It looked like a porn set in there.
Yeah, no, I like to fuck on a pink cloud, as you can see.
She fucking on taffy.
Just me and my virus, you know.
Well, yeah, that's a lot of lights you got in there, son of a bitch.
Great, right? I know. It looks really cool. The lighting's really good. Makes your skin look really nice. If anybody needs to film, I mean, you can't now, probably.
You can't come over, but.
You can call me when this is over, and I'll debate letting you into my home.
You gotta stay away from people now. That's the whole key. You gotta stay away from folks, and that's always been my that's always been my philosophy.
I have a roommate, so I have three roommates. Two of them fucked off.
Right.
You know, went somewhere else or whatever.
Second house.
One of them is here. she and I have this big, beautiful house to ourselves, and I'm like, I'm out of the woods, right? I spent a week with my boyfriend in a studio apartment before we were like, this is too much.
Right.
We tried, and we had a great week and whatever, but then we were like, we don't need to do that.
No.
Let's, like, not hate each other, you know?
Yeah, you know, might as well not hate each other. That's like prison, like cellmates.
I mean, and also, we haven't spoken in, like, a couple days. We, like, need a minute. We burnt out. But, you know, like, I love him so much, and, like, space is a beautiful thing. But my roommate, like, has coronavirus.
What, the one who stayed there with you?
So she was like, when you were at your boyfriend's house for a week, she goes, I wasn't feeling well. I had a fever. I go, oh, my God. That sounds like the virus. She was like, yeah, it was crazy. I had the fever. I was lethargic. Like, I couldn't move.
She had the diarrhea. That's what your girls don't want to talk about. Was she shitting liquids?
I didn't ask. I don't know what her shitting situation was. But then she goes, I feel a lot better now. And I sanitized everything. And everything is clean. She, like, did all this laundry. I was like, okay, well, you know, what are you going to do? And today she was like, I have a fever again. So,
oh yeah, it came back because that's the first round is the easy round.
That's what it does.
Yep.
Yeah, that's the hallmark of that shit.
Oh, Karen, you so got it. Karen.
You know what?
I really enjoyed knowing you.
Listen, this is my farewell podcast.
Yeah, this is it. This is a swan song.
Podcast right here. I just want everyone to know that my bronzer's never been more on point. I've got really good right now. And I did that on purpose because these are my last days.
These are your last days.
Yeah, that's it. And I think, like, me and my guy, like, were maybe, like, just we weren't, like, feeling the best. Like, it's so weird. Every little thing that you have freaks you the fuck out because it's a deadly virus now.
Yeah, I jerk off with my left hand now. Just again, you gotta be safe out here, man. I jerk off my left hand. I say, right hand, you got me through a lot of viruses. Let's be honest. But now let's give Lefty a chance. coronavirus!
You see that Cardi B?
Yeah, Cardi B blew it up, man.
Well, somebody that bitch for freaking out about it, and she wants to get paid. Like, honey.
Yeah, everything she touched, she got the Midas touch. She just yelled coronavirus in that stupid, stupid Latino accent, and it just blew up. Coronavirus! I hear that's the new catchphrase for Telemundo. Telemundo's using it as a catchphrase now.
No, I didn't hear that.
Coronavirus!
That's so good.
She is New York ignorant, and I love her.
Yeah, that accent's so dumb. I love her so much.
She is the right kind of dumb that I like. Oh, my God. I'll kiss her in the south mouth.
Yeah.
Now, Rebecca, who you dating out there, and who you have to cut off right before this virus started? You was happy the virus came because you're like this. Oh, no more Philip.
I wasn't dating anybody, but I had a friend that we never hooked up, but it's like on paper we should have been good, but I would feel like kind of awkward around him. And finally, like, I was in Vegas about to headline this like one nighter, and it was called The Offensive Vegan. And every comic before me was like going out of their way, and they were local, to be offensive. They're walking the crowd.
Right.
It wasn't funny enough. And I texted him and I was like, I told him that. And he's like, well, you should leave. And I was like, no, I drove all the way here to headline, about to get paid. I'm gonna do 40 minutes.
Right.
And he's like, no, if you don't leave, you're not really upset. And I was like, oh, fuck you. This motherfucker invalidates my emotions. That is a big thing for me. And, you know, I can't have my emotions invalidated. Like, I don't even talk to my own mother because that bitch does that. Like, no.
Right.
I will not have my emotional experience in that. And then I had him over to watch. I got Disney Plus, watched all my childhood saves, you know, it helped. I've watched 20 Disney movies in the past few weeks. And I do my coloring while I do it. It helps.
Girls and are so mature.
He's like, what about Bambi? And I was like, no, that's not one of the movies I feel a connection to. I like the princess movies. He's like, oh, you got a princess complex. And I was like, no, you don't have to make it negative. I think you need to leave it. I just can't do that.
This dude really don't know how to get pussy.
I really wanted to fuck. I would have fucked him, but I can't. I just can't, like, I really tried. You know what I mean? But every time I was around him, there'd be some, and I was like, I get it. Like, you treat yourself that way. It's not personal.
Right.
But, like, I would have fucked him, but he cock-blocked himself.
Cock-blocked himself. Is he a comic? That's what you get, bitch. That's what you get. Because he got to be a comic if you calling him from Vegas, telling him about some gig that ain't right. A regular person would never care. Like this, I'm a postman. I'm trying to deliver shit. I can't. I've got time for you.
I keep getting questions every time I do like a 12-step meeting on Zoom. I'm like, ooh, who's that hottie over there? And then one of them messaged me and I'm like, come to my private Zoom meeting that I started with three other people. And then I creep him on Facebook and he got a wedding ring on in April 2018. And I gotta just hope maybe I'm getting weird crushes is my point.
Oh, you're getting like married crushes. That's what he's saying.
No, I don't discriminate. I'm horny.
You dated a married man before, right?
I mean, I dated when I was married other men. I don't know. It's all confusing.
Oh, when you were married, you were dating.
Well, I wasn't dating. I was just fucking.
Oh, you were. Oh, that's a good date. That's the best date. I ain't here to date. I'm here to fuck. Oh, okay. We can put down the menu. We can leave this restaurant.
It's too risky now.
Oh, so is, you saying there's no new dating going on because of all the corona stuff?
I'm saying that dick is full of virus right now, and it's scarier than
damn right.
It's scary. So like, you gotta, if you have even a mediocre dick. Now I'm blessed. Blessed. But even if you have a mediocre situation going on, you lock that dick down and
hit
it from seeing anyone else because vaginas are also full of corona. You have to understand, everyone is full of corona.
Everybody's full of corona.
I mean, can you put it from behind and not kiss?
What?
You just put a towel over your back for the sweat. You let them hit it from behind. No kissing. Put masks on. I mean, I haven't done it, but...
This way's thinking around it. She's right. Yeah, put a, wouldn't it say now put a, some type of a tarp on your back? So the rain don't drip down to the garage floor.
Listen, if you hold an umbrella to catch his breath respiration molecules as he's plowing you from behind,
yeah, and you
have like that umbrella.
Shower cap on.
Yeah.
That's right. All right, gets in your hair. You got it. You, there's like, you know, no, Bush is out of the question. Bush is a sponge.
So you got to cut off. But ain't the bush the stuff that grabs all the virus before it gets into your in your vagina? That's why Mother Nature put it in the first place.
I trimmed my bush the other day.
What's that?
I trimmed my bush. Not that it's, I mean, I'm not seeing, but I don't know if somebody else hasn't been around any other people and has been grocery shopping online for over 2 weeks, they should be good.
Yeah, but you can't trust anyone. Who do you even trust in this situation? A horny person? They're the biggest liars of all. The horny.
Yeah, when I'm horny, I just lie, boy. The horny. Yeah, I sell you bridge. I'm out there selling bridges when I'm out trying to get pussy.
The horny lie. You can't trust a goddamn word they say. Of course. Of course.
What if I tell you I can sell you the Brooklyn Bridge? Would you take your pants off for that? Would you lose your panties for that?
It would be nice to have a flirtation and then you could just like, you know, flirt until the harm has passed and we have like a month break before the second wave comes.
Oh, it's all the money in masturbation right now, girls. Let's just answer the simple facts. Is everybody just masturbating until we get through this?
Yeah.
Yeah, no. If you're a cam girl, you can make some money. Right now, they're making that money. Them cam girls making that like, money.
Gotta be so oversaturated.
What? What, the game?
Gotta be so oversaturated right now.
But the big names are still the big names in that game. So you got a lot of...
The already been doing it are probably fine, but like all the amateurs trying to get in are probably not doing great.
Yeah, all the amateurs cutting each other's heads off. But the girls like Cam Soda people, they making their money. Because they've been already establishing this. They know how to do it. They already switched over to non-sexual content on Cam Soda. You know that? It's comedians going on there. You got actors. You got a whole bunch of people going on there just trying to get that revenue from the Cam Soda. Because they know how to turn these videos into monetary gains.
I mean, I'm not opposed to starting OnlyFans, but it's like the same reason I won't do a Patreon. It'd be so embarrassing if I'm like putting my news up and getting like one subscriber a month.
Welcome to us. You don't worry about that. You just put your stuff out there and let God handle it. It's not what you get back for it, it's what you get from it.
No, it's true though. The market is really saturated. That everybody just want, like nobody wants your titties no more. Like,
yeah.
They're just like, there's too many titties out there.
Yeah, we on puss now.
Mm-mm. You can make money off that if people want to see your specific tits, right?
Right, right. If you got a big name and you got a following, then they like this. What's Keisha doing during this? Oh, titties still hard.
Right, but like it's, but just to see like tits, you're just like, oh, I mean, the in, I mean, it's flooded right now. You can't get away from tits.
Yeah, they have the. You can tell how bad the virus and the quarantine was getting by how risque all the pictures online were getting. You started off with a little nipple through a shirt. Now that shirt ain't nowhere to be seen. They showing inside a bitch's body. I saw somebody's bone marrow last night. No, it was sexy. They made it sexy. I saw the capillaries. I want to see inside baseball, baby.
Oh, my God. I got a request for... Someone asked if I could spare a quarantitty. So like, does that ever work for you?
Oh boy, they were honest about that. That was feet,
which honestly, I find that very flattering. That's like not that sexual to me. And I'm like, if you want to see my feet, you must like love my personality.
No, they just love feet. I know a girl who makes a lot of money from feet stuff, like just from pictures.
I mean, the cool thing about my feet is that they're attached to the rest of me.
Boo! That mouth, shut that mouth up. Get those feet over. But people are not talking about the good parts of coronavirus, okay? Let's talk about some of the joys of it, like how it dropped all these mass shootings down to zero.
Okay, I thought of that joke like 3 weeks ago.
Wait, not a joke. You actually did that.
No, but I got a lot of likes. I was getting a lot of likes in the beginning, and then it's like, I feel like we're all just over it. And it's like, if I bomb on Facebook or Twitter, that's all I have. And it's just upsetting.
You're okay, taking it too personal, Brooke. Facebook and Twitter are not your friends, by the way, okay? So stop saying that's all you got. You ain't got that, motherfucker. You
they're not your pals. I'm not better. I'm getting more authors for my podcast that I was having a hard time getting when they were busier. I'm making my podcast better by, like, writing really involved specific questions about the book. And then I'm having the authors read a portion of the book because their book readings are canceled. So I got this chick in Alabama that just wrote a book I really liked. I was like, oh, fuck, she's not busy. And so I got Guy Branum, Sarah Benincasa. I've been trying to get Sarah for fucking years.
Yeah, you can get a lot of people because they're not doing stuff right now. I just started a new sports podcast and people are like this, but sports ain't happening. I was like, great. Now these niggas ain't working and I can book everybody.
Yeah.
When they got the league back, they ain't going to know me. But it'll be too late. I'll have all the footage.
I've had this vegan cookbook forever and I finally am like, I'm going to start trying some of these recipes. So,
I was vegan. I hope this virus kills off all the vegans. I do want that. That would be.
I'm not vegan. I just only eat meat like once a week or once every 2 weeks.
Can you stop talking about sex for 2 minutes so we can talk about something else?
I took a long walk this morning. The dog is pretty stoked. I took in a foster cat because I'm home and they gave me a ton of food. He doesn't like me, but at least he's not in an open field in Bakersfield anymore.
Wait, they gave you a cat?
I got a cat from a rescue just to foster it for a while since I'm home.
Oh, during this old corona thing?
Yeah, and I'm getting a kitten.
That's nice.
I was already getting the kitten. I'm picking her up next week. Her name is Emma.
Yeah, and you think about like these foster places for these animals. How are they working? Do they have no staff? That's why they're giving out the dogs to, because staff is not coming in?
They make it really easy. They're like, here, take some food.
Oh, they give you food and everything for it.
Yeah.
I tell you this, so domestic violence is going up. I know some of these cats and dogs going to places they don't belong and shouldn't be because they just need a house right now. Just like people are trapped in a house with their abusers. It's abusive fathers and mothers in the house with kids right now. And my sister works for child protection in New York City. They have to work. They told her she had to go into the office for 2 days or she couldn't work from home for the 3 days. She's like, I'll work from home the whole time, but I'm not coming in the office where people are testing positive. It's like, if you don't come in for the 2 days, you can't work from home the 3 days. She said, fuck y'all, I ain't coming in at all.
Yeah, fuck that.
Ain't that crazy?
Makes her own kombucha.
That's New York City, baby.
Collects fucking crystals and she got a gun because she lives in Vegas. Like, how, she has a toddler. And then her baby daddy that she hates just showed back up in the apartment, just like moved back in without asking.
What?
And in a fight, she called the cops and the cops didn't do shit. And he's on the lease. She can't get him out. And
if he's on a lease, it's his place.
The one who pays for everything, but she's a tattoo artist. So her job is gone. And she's just not in a good fucking place, man.
That's fucked up that he just got to come back. But she should have already handled that lease situation. If he's on a lease, that's his place too. So she called the cops to try to get him out of there, and the cops said, "What can we do?"
Her and her head hit the wall while she was holding the baby.
Wait, he pushed her and her head hit the wall?
He was holding the baby, and he pushed her when they were fighting, and her head hit the wall. And then the police came and said, "There's no marks on her, so she can't get a restraining order, so she can't get him out." And that shit's just not sustainable.
Did he show the cops a copy of the lease and said that they saw his name on it? Or did he just say, "I want a lease"?
Who knows? But, like, they just took his side, whatever. He has a New Zealand accent. That goes pretty far, you know?
He's a goddamn Kiwi? That's what they call him, Kiwis. Yeah. I used to live down there. You lived enough.
All right. She told me she got this gun, and she's like, "Break." I'm like, "Why would you do that?" She's like, "Break-ins are on the rise." I was like, "Bitch, you live in a gated community. Like, what the fuck are you afraid of?"
Yeah, but you never know. Give me an address. I'll go through there. Give her a reason for having that gun.
You know, people are getting desperate. People are scared. But people are trying to tell me that the 5G network is causing the virus. I'm not down with that. What are your favorite conspiracy theories?
They trying to say anything that started in China. That's because they got the biggest 5G broadband. Now we're going to blame them for that. Not just being revolutionary and fucking taking care of something we don't take care of.
No, this person was
chopsticks give it to you.
Suspicious that all the cities that have the 5G network are the hardest hit. And I'm like, "Oh, you mean the biggest, most densely populated cities?"
Yeah, with more ethnicities than, fucking with people from all around the world wants to come. Yeah, that's not the case because that's just not the case. But it looked like they this virus got crazy in Italy. Where, first of all, I always said Italy was just if a country could be a cruise ship, because it's all old people and tourists. And they got hit the hardest. At first, they got hit crazy hard in the hills, North Italy. All those old people, one family lost like 8 people.
Wow. We have like double their cases now.
But then they showed the people who died in a family, and they were all fat as fuck. It was all 300 pounders. It's like, why won't you mention that in the story? It's a respiratory disease, and if you already got a respiratory situation, it's like you just tell us 8 people in one family. We're like, damn, that's fucked up. But then you see the family is like, how did this nutty professor family survive in the first place?
Yeah, that's weird. I threw away my jewel, so I have a problem with jeweling. I have a jewel problem.
Yeah. And you have a jewel problem. So how did jewel? I think jewels might be behind all this.
Well, the jewel sucks. Okay, the jewel feels good for about 1 second. And then
when you smoke it, the jewel sucks?
It makes me feel like I'm having heart palpitations and it stops feeling good. It just stops feeling good right away.
Oh,
and
you got the stuff. You got it up in you.
Well, you know what? It's a stimulant, but it's not a stimulant the way, like, if you take an Adderall, you're like, I better move and do stuff. Like, it makes you very lethargic and panicky and, like, you're out of shape more. It's the worst.
Yeah.
So I threw it away yesterday.
You threw your jewel away. Oh, that's great. That's amazing. Come on. That's big talk.
I threw it away.
Yeah.
But then a couple hours later.
You ran right back to it?
I really wanted it back. So I went outside.
In the garbage?
It wasn't like public garbage. It was just, I just put it in the bag like next to my building.
That's to be scary.
The bag, got the jewel back out. And I was like, this is ridiculous. So then this morning, I like OD'd on it, knowing I was going to get rid of it. I was like, let me just make myself feel disgusting. Went outside to a park and took it apart and then threw it in like a public trash can. So I can't, like,
it's
not my trash. And you know what I mean? It's like rat trash. So
and you're going to go back to that park like this. Shut up, everybody. 1, 2, 3. That's the one. That's the one. Out of here, homeless man. You're assembling it back together. Let me assemble. It's my rifle. I know how it works. You're a mess.
I feel so much better. I replaced the jewel immediately with crying and cheese.
So you're off. Well, so you went cold turkey with the dude. You just threw it away, and then you have to go back in the trash, take it out, then throw it in the park trash.
Yes, I was experiencing tightness in my chest.
And you never had that feeling from the jewel before?
I have for a while.
Oh, shit.
And it was just time to give it up. It was just, like, really unhealthy. I wish I were a person who could just jewel and without consequence, but I'm not.
No, nobody is, man, by the way. Nobody is a person who can jewel without consequence. All these things have consequences.
Yeah, we do. I felt a consequence. Do you know what it's like to feel a consequence? It's fucking wild.
Yeah, it's awful. It's like, fuck you, karma. No. How was the park, though? Was the park packed when you went there to throw your jewel away?
No, not at all. It was right across the street from me. It was completely empty. There were two people. It was, like, one kid and then one guy on, like, a far bench. And they were, like, looking at me to make sure that I wasn't, I don't know.
Coming near them?
And I just steered clear and threw away my jewel and went back home. There's no...
But there's still people in New York. It's still people walking around. Got to work. It's still people working.
Yeah, but, like, not really. There's, yeah, there's who you would
expect. There's a Wendy's open up here.
I mean, there's probably a Wendy's open here. You can go to the pharmacy. There's still people at the pharmacy.
Yeah, you got to be able to go to the pharmacy.
The grocery store, but it's just a ghost town here. It is shut down.
Yeah.
Around.
People yeah.
on the street look at you with extreme suspicion, and you look at them the same way, too. Everyone is an enemy. You're like, I don't know you. I don't know where you've been.
Yeah.
I don't want to be within 6 feet of you, and if you're not going to make this wide move, I'm going to.
I would still be high-fiving homeless people and doing dance-offs in Central Park. Because that's why I was raised. I was raised like that, to include
people. I don't feel like it's like that here. It's like we're all, like, loving each other by staying away.
Yeah.
You know, it's like there's more, I smile, everybody's smiling at each other on the street. Everyone's like, we're staying away, but we're also like, I see you. It's okay. Like, we're going to get through this. There's, like, signs up everywhere that says, like, this too shall pass. And I don't know.
Yeah, but wait till it gets really real over there. Like, people were like that here at the beginning, too. And they were like, it's okay. We're all in it together. It's going to be okay. But it's, like, not okay. It's actually...
I don't know. We shut down first. Like, we had cases before you guys. We had double the cases in New York at one point.
Yeah, one point. But, you know, New York, man, we always got to outdo ourselves, man. We come through. Except for the Knicks. The Knicks still suck. But when it comes to Corona, nigga, we going to win this championship.
Well, no, it's just New York is just so dense. It's just so dense. Like, L.A. is super spread out, you know?
Yeah, L.A. is super spread out. Plus, New York is a real international situation out here. You got the five boroughs, and it's somebody from every country and every borough. And it's, like, it's old and young. We got so many people that, of course, somebody's going to be affected by this fucking shit. Yeah. And a nice amount of people. But they're not really getting – they're not telling us exactly who's dying, who had pre-existing conditions. Yeah. All you heard was, like, the nursing home in Seattle, yeah, okay, the old people. But everybody else who's dying, they're not saying who. Only when it's like one young person, they're like, oh, a 31-year-old died. It's like, yeah, but you talked about 800 people dying, but you're only telling me a 31-year-old because you want me to, want us to get freaked out because it's a younger person. It's like he could have had 1,000 conditions. He could have been a 31-year-old, who knows what.
Yeah, but
so it's like, I want them to break it down. Nobody's breaking it down because maybe it's privacy. I don't know what the fuck it is. But they're not breaking it down on who exactly is dying and what these people are and look like and weighed and fucking what they went through. Because otherwise, it's just going to be pandemonium.
But you know what? Also, that's you wanting to feel like you have some kind of control in the situation in which you don't. People who wanting all the data and whatever, it's like, yes, it has some use, I guess, to know what the demographics are of people. But also, it's not going to change anything. You don't have control. I mean, listen, the volume of cheese that I have gone through while I cried about this is a mess.
You're eating cheese like Charlie from It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
Yeah, I cheese spiral. Sometimes I go into a deadly cheese spiral. I'm like, this is so messy that you have permission to feel completely out of control. You have permission to be messy. This is a mess. You know, and it's not like this is a disorganized fucking mess, and that's gonna be life for a little while. It's like you're allowed to just like throw your emotions at the wall and see what sticks. You have no control. It's young people, it's old people, it's existing conditions. It's some people with no pre-existing conditions whatsoever who are like 24 years old who are like barely hanging on to life. You can't.
I didn't hear about any of those people.
There's a comic who posted about his sister. And he was saying, healthy, and now she's on a ventilator, unconscious, alone, because they don't let people have
this. You can't get the family. That's the saddest part, that people who love you, your family members can't even come in and see you.
Man.
And be with you in this last moment. It's like, if that should be my choice, to fucking go in there and see my mom, so my sister, or somebody who's dying. It's like, that. I will catch it. It's like, fuck you. You can't keep them away from me.
Yeah, but they can. And they're, like, right to do it. And the thing is, like, if you are upset, you're right to be upset.
Right.
If you're not upset, that's, like, you're with me. Like, are we just supposed to be upset all the time? Sometimes I feel, like, bad if I'm having, like, a good time in quarantine. Like, I've had some good days. I'm not saying every day is horrific.
I had great days. I ride my bike.
But I've had some, like, happy, fun days, you know? And I'm just like, should I keep it to myself? You know what I mean? Like, do I tell people I'm okay? because that seems selfish.
No, I think it's encouraging to people that you can be okay and love themselves.
It's so identified with its struggle, you know, and this is, it's just the thing in New York is like struggling is like some sort of like badge of honor, you know?
But in any hood, in any place where it's rough to grow up, struggle is a badge of honor. Just like if you live in Eastern Europe and they brag about how long they've been on the bread line.
Oh, that's a good point.
I've been on the bread line so long, I had two babies on the bread line. So just like the hood, just like black people who brag about the ghetto, all people who struggle, our struggle is our currency. Mm. Period.
Yeah, S12 step gets like that too. That's a really good point, Sherrod. Thank you.
See that back? I still got it, bitch.
I heard that they believe like happiness is finite. So if you're like too smiley as like a tourist, they'll be like, you're stealing somebody else's like ration of happiness.
Yeah. Well, of course, usually those people who smile in your face are stabbing you in your fucking back too.
Yeah, the person that I told me that is exactly that.
You're stealing someone's ration of happiness. That is so Holocausty. Oh my God.
Oh, okay. Speaking of the Holocaust.
It's like the rations of happiness so thin it melted in a pan. Like garlic and a fella.
You know, if you were born in 1900, right? So this is worse. If you were born in 1900, you were 14 years old, First World War started. Yeah. And then at the end of the First World War, it was the Spanish flu pandemic.
1919.
And then you had the 20s, but during the 20s, there was prohibition. There was all that gang violence. Shit was fucking crazy. The 20s had a little bit of fun, but they were ended by the fucking stock market crash, the Great Depression. The Great Depression was ended by the Holocaust, Second World War, atomic bomb. Now you're 45 years old, and if you have lived through all that shit. This can't be that bad.
Yeah, plus, though, don't forget that 1919, that's when the last time they canceled the Stanley Cup, and they canceled because of that flu. They only called it the Spanish flu because the Spanish was the only ones reporting on it. So that's what they call it, Spanish flu. They ain't like the Spanish started it. They're the only ones who was reporting it to the world. So that's what they referred to it as that. But they canceled the 1919 Stanley Cup because this particular flu that year was killing, and this had lasted for a year and a half or so. It was killing young people and healthy people at an alarming rate. And even during the Stanley Cup, they played 5 games of the Stanley Cup, then canceled it. Because only 3 players on one team were able to play, weren't sick. 3 players. And then a player and the coach died on one team. The player and the coach died from the flu that year. And they canceled. That's how real it was. And it's 100, we on the 100-year anniversary of that. This is what we're dealing with right now. What? Hockey.
Yeah, hockey.
That was hockey.
Damn.
The coach and a player died. 3 players were able to play, and the rest of the teams were all sick. Wow. Violently sick. Violent. This was game 5. America, baby. But yeah, this flu has, this kind of thing has a precedent. It has history. So if you go back and see it, it's like, yeah, we on the 100-year mark of that. And Earth is like this. Fuck y'all niggas. I'm going to get rid of y'all. Y'all, Earthlings are destroying this planet. And Earth has a way to fix it. Period.
In one of my past life regressions, I saw myself live through the Spanish flu in Germany, and I was like, why am I fucking seeing this life? Both my parents died in it and shit, but now I'm like, well, I didn't live through the Spanish flu to die of this one.
Yeah, I mean, you would think that motherfuckers learned from that and took precautions, but we are so, like, once it's in the rearview mirror, we don't give a fuck about it. We don't know when it's coming, but we're like this, that was their problem.
Think of all the big, we had all those big freakouts, bird flu, swine flu, fucking SARS.
SARS, yeah.
We freaked out about all that stuff and it was never became an issue.
That's why I always say, no matter what it is, when it comes to airborne diseases, China's always number one, baby. Okay? China, number one. SARS, chicken flu. I eat a lot of chicken. I'm a black dude. Chicken flu, how's that killing niggas?
Are so good at exporting an exotic flu.
They know how to get it out there. They know how to get that exotic cough. Whenever it's a, oh shit, it's China. Oh no, China.
Who do you think the person that went to China and brought it back to America, like, do you think?
But it don't have to travel like that. It can come, it don't necessarily have to be a person who brought it back like that. It can skip across the globe. It can skip across the globe. Hand to hand, nose to nose.
What?
Oh, it don't have to be on a plane.
Some hand had to travel.
It can still go boop, boop, next to him, the guy next to him. Before you know it, you had a country border. Then that guy, So it can be that's why the strain is so weird, because it's already it's different. Every time it went over, it's a motherfucking mutant. And mutant, it changes every time it's getting switched over to person to person. Mm-hmm. So it's not like one person took China and he was the outbreak monkey. He landed at JFK. It hit a lot of people before it hit us.
I feel like I want to take a visual recreationally right now.
I want to do hard drugs so bad.
Oh, if I had a blow, I would run through blow and heroin right now. I do got pot and liquor.
I would love a heroin right now.
This is the heroin days. I never did heroin in my life, but I tell you, I'll be on that horse right now.
It's like your whole body is like having an orgasm.
Is it? Oh, yeah. You've done it before.
I've gotten shot up by someone while I took a hit of crack at the same time.
Nice.
Yeah, but then I was in this dirty room with his like mama on disability in the other room, and I was like, this is as far as it gets, you know? Like,
when you say mama, it's a black dude who's doing this, huh?
Because
you went to kind of out dire like when you described the house.
I spoke crack with plenty of white people.
No, I'm just saying this particular person. I'm sure you spoke crack with several outstanding young gentlemen, but I'm saying. you made it seem hot, though. Smoking crack and getting shot up on heroin at the same time. And that was, it felt like an orgasm. Your whole body felt like it was orgasm.
Yeah. But you know what? Like, what's keeping me sober right now is I have 15 fucking months, but also I have a sponsee in rehab. He's a lucky motherfucker. He's in this $4,500 a day rehab that American Airlines paid for. He's a flight attendant and a comedian. He ain't missing anything.
Oh, good for him.
If I go out, he's fucked. They're not going to outside meetings. He can't get another sponsor. Like, also, if I start smoking weed right now, like, I would run through all my money so fast. I would spend like $400 or $500 a week. I'm just sitting here. It'd be all I'd be doing.
And then wait, so you don't smoke pot anymore?
I haven't smoked pot in 15 months.
That's good for you.
Good for you.
I haven't drank in like 17. Last time I drank, I fucking went on a 4-day whippet binge.
You college girl. You fucking crazy person.
I was walking to like fucking bodegas in Greenwich Village at like 4 a.m. I just like, I couldn't fucking stop. That's just how I roll. My friend that was doing it with me, at first she's like, your lips are turning blue. You want to walk the dogs? And I was like, no. I'm wearing exercise gloves so I wouldn't like rip my hands when it gets all cold. What? No, that shit was scary. That was my last drink.
Well, how long ago was that? 15 months?
17 months ago.
17 months ago.
I smoked pot for like another month and a half, and then I was out.
You was out of everything.
Yeah.
Good for you. That's going too far. You had to wear gloves called the whippet cans who's fucking blistering your fingers?
Yeah.
What the fuck? What are you, old dirty bastard?
I'm just an alcoholic, you know? That's all.
Stop bragging.
I mean, it's like, I just can't moderate shit, and eventually it's like, you have to accept that. Everybody's not like that. That'd be cool.
I agree.
If I started smoking weed right now, first of all, I'd be buying way too much, and then eventually I'd be like, you know what's cheaper than weed that could help like stretch my buzz would be some wine. And then I get wine and I'd be like, I know that one guy from Roast Battle who brags about doing coke all the time. I'm gonna call him. Maybe I can get some skin eggs. And then I'd be like out in the homeless camps looking for meth.
Oh my God. And that's all in 3 hours.
Maybe 3 days, but it would get ugly real fast. My foster cat would definitely hate me. My new kitten would hate me. Nico would be hiding.
Yeah, Nico's seen some dark times, huh?
I mean, I literally don't see the problem. You have a great house, great pets. Okay, not to get fucked up. Sounds like you do have the money. I mean, what am I missing? What am I missing? It sounds amazing. You are right. Wine will stretch the high. You were not at all.
Every time I drink wine, I think about, oh, I remember that doctor said wine was good for you. Every time I drink.
Yes.
It's good for
you know, I feel thankful that I had some of my last, like, I didn't have a lot of good times drinking at the end of my drinking on and off, but I had some really fun times with you, Sharad.
Yeah, we had some good times.
We did. We had some fun tequila times.
Yeah. We played pool at Patty's.
That first night
when one of your girls was with you.
Oh, yeah, that was after Taylor Swift.
This one story got wider and wider.
That was so much fun.
Yeah, that was a great night.
Yeah, we ditched the person that brought, that paid for the Taylor Swift, like, third row seats, and we're like, I'm going to go to get drunk with Sherrod.
Yes. Okay. That's fun. When the old stand was still open. The old stand was still open. We went door next door to Patty's.
Yep.
And got it twisted.
Yeah, but then we went over somewhere in some, like, jazz place right near my place in the West Village.
Oh, yeah. That's right. Oh, Smalls?
Yes.
We went to Smalls. That's my spot, too. I like my jazz, man. I'm
combining two different nights because there was
plenty I think we are. Yeah, that's two different nights. That was two different nights. I miss the old stand. The old stand was fun.
I've never been to the new stand.
What? Oh, yeah, you've been in L.A.
I haven't been back to New York since last June. I'm supposed to be in New York right now.
You're supposed to be in New York now?
Yeah,
did you cancel your flight?
Yeah, I'm supposed to come back in August to Maine to do my gigs there and Connecticut, but I don't even know how you guys are going to do it.
If anything, I think they're going to just put everything's going, whatever's like already locked in is going to get pushed because they want to make up for the shit there. So I don't know how clubs are going
to
do it.
The clubs reached out to me to rebook for the end. Well, one club reached out to me in Maine, and then the one-nighter I was doing the night before was like, hey, I saw that the club rebooked you for the end of August. Do you want to come back? Because they were Thursday night, and this was a Friday night, and I was like, yeah. So yeah. I have supposedly the end of August, but that it feels like the safest time between waves, and Maine is better off. But I don't know if I'm going to be able to come to New York at that time.
Maybe you should wait until the fall. Like, everything that is important that's going on, weddings, everything, is being pushed until the fall. Because what you said, Rebecca, there's, like, maybe a second wave. Like, we have no idea. This is so raw and, like, this shit's so real that if you're going to count on stuff, if you're going to count on it, I would count on it, like, October. October.
Yeah, I had a cousin. My cousin's funeral was supposed to be next week, but we pushed everything back, so I just threw him in the ice box in the basement. Yeah, he down in the ice box. Little Reggie. Got little Reggie down there next to the pork chops.
I'm not trying to rebook myself, but if somebody, like the club reaches out to rebook me, I'm not going to say no, but I'm not like going to reach out to anybody because I don't know where they're at like emotionally, you know?
Yeah, that's true.
But no, I haven't rebooked my flights yet. I just said like, sure,
I'll do that. You can't even book. It's yes. If you rebook now, first of all, the ticket might be $2.
That's the one reason to rebook, right? Is I feel like once the world is okay again, all the flights are gonna go back up.
A bunch of people in New York was flying down to Florida every weekend the last couple weekends. One of my friends went to Miami like the last 2-3 weeks weekends because the tickets was
cheap.
He didn't give a fuck. He's like this, man, I don't give a fuck. These tickets keep going down there, and spring break. I'm like, go for it. He flew down for $17 round trip. He seems good. So, hey, some people winners.
$17 round trip? I just came back into this discussion.
The Jew and you woke up on it, $17. But you saw the kids down there for spring break still doing anything, so what do you think about that?
Yeah, a bunch of those tested positive after.
What?
A bunch of those kids tested positive and then posted statements apologizing and retracting what they said.
Oh, a bunch of kids posted positive from that?
Idiots. They're so dumb and stupid, kids.
But I don't blame them, too, because when you're young, you're like, I can beat this. And plus, all the shit that you booked down there, ain't like those hotels was giving back money, giving back your deposits for your motherfucking hotel bookings. Those hotels are just as bad as anybody else.
It sounded so insane when they were like, oh, we've been looking forward to this for months, like, are you fucking months? Fuck off.
Like, yeah, you know what? It's like when you're that age, when you're old and cunty like us, it's really easy to tell your friends to fuck off. Like, my friends were like, we're having a party. I'd be like, well, you fucking knock yourself out then, idiot.
Yeah. Yeah. Idiots. But when you're young, it ain't that easy.
You can't just tell people you are such a, like, being a loser, like, feeling like a loser is so tragic when you're young.
Yeah, it's worse than dying.
It's worse than dying. Yeah,
it's worse than dying from the fucking corona. It's worse being a dork to your friends.
There's not one person who wants to be the guy or the girl to be like, guys, you're fucking virus. Did you know that? They'd be like, boo, you stupid idiot.
Yeah, nobody wants a responsible friend when you're 19 trying to get laid in Mexico.
I remember.
Very fine point here.
What's that?
What'd you say?
That's a really good point. And I guess when you're older, like we are, like 2 months is so much less of your life. But when you're like only 19, that's more of your life. It seems like a longer period of time.
It's like peer pressure too. It's like the pressure of your friends. It's like, you know, cause you think in your head, okay, what if all my friends go and I don't go, and then they come back, they fine, and then they talk about this story for the rest of their lives, and I'm not there because my fucking parents.
I didn't remember when I was in college, and like every weekend, everything would change. Do you remember that? Like you'd go out all weekend, and by the end of that weekend, everything's different. Like people are dating different people, and change, and everybody's friends with different people every fucking weekend. It was like shuffling the deck of all your friends and what's happening. And now, as a grown up, it's like nothing really changes ever at all in a week.
Nope.
The weekend is for keeping things very much the same.
Making sure everything's the same.
Things had better be the same. If things are not the same, the stakes are so much higher. Like if things are not the same at the end of the weekend, somebody died.
Yeah, or somebody getting evicted, or somebody lost their mortgage, or that's why you want things the same when you get a certain age. But when you're young and it's like, I didn't bring clothes down here. I brought condoms and a knife. It's like, all right, nigga, you be fine. That's young shit.
That's what you're gonna call this episode, condoms and a knife.
Condoms and a knife, it might be. Corona survival, condoms and a knife.
Seriously though, on a serious note, all jokes aside, if someone has a Xanax that they want to send me in the mail, I'm down for it.
What'd you want? What'd you need?
If someone has a Xanax that they want to mail.
Oh, a Xanax.
Just keep on my front door and ring the doorbell and run far, far away. I'm down for it a million.
I definitely gotta find some Xanax. What are you drinking? Energy drinks?
No, I am drinking a beer for like the first time in my entire life.
Oh, drinking a beer!
Yeah. I found it and I drank it. I do. It's so unlike me. I hate beer.
I never saw you drink a beer.
With you.
I don't remember you drinking a beer ever.
I don't ever drink beer ever, but it's what I have in my house. And you know what? This virus has made me appreciate the chill.
Your white trash or the roots?
Not trash, but the power of a single drink. That I really appreciate that. I never,
that's true.
I never have one drink just to like relax or whatever. That's very adult to me.
That's true. You
know what I mean? I always like to drink to get trashed or like I drink to like party or whatever, but just that one chill drink, like and I have it with a meal or whatever, like very, I really appreciate that. I feel like I've aged 50 years.
Awesome.
Sometimes I like want to have one drink, but what happens is I have a drink, I turn it into a different person, and that bitch wants
right away
to suck a dick in a bathroom.
And suck a dick in a bathroom, and so you turn into a better person. Girl, you better get a drink. And it's not even the drink itself, is it, Beck? It's like even when you know you're about to drink, like the smell, like just the thought of it can make you switch.
If I think about cocaine, like I gotta poop. You know?
Yeah, I know. I had a friend, every time he smelled a dollar bill, if he smelled a dollar bill, he got a shit. Every time, if you put a dollar bill into his mouth, he'd be like, yo, oh, fuck. I just shit in myself. That's great, that Italian bastard.
Oh my God, it's like, so much speaking of shitting.
He couldn't, like an ATM would set him off. He couldn't smell any currency. He had to take a shit because that's how long he was doing coke for 30 years.
God, does he even have like any nostrils left?
He got nostrils left. He still like you wouldn't be able to tell when you see him. He's well-to-do, motherfucker, make a lot of money, but you put a dollar in front of his nose and he's shitting himself. I mean, he's gonna hold his arms, nigga. Hold his arms. good times. Vegas, good times.
Tell him I said what's up, though.
Huh? Tell him you said what's up. some weird times, man. But yeah, so you need a Zanny. A Zanny can help you get through this, can it?
Love that. Yes, would love it. Yeah.
I mean, but have you tried meditation?
Nope. Boo, bitch. Shut up, LA nigga. Meditation. Boo, bitch. There ain't no Xanax.
Here's the nice thing about Xanax, which I appreciate the most, is that you take it and then you do absolutely nothing and it does everything for you like it's your mom. It just
so the thing about Xanax is you take it and it does, you do absolutely nothing, and it does everything for you like it's your mom.
But I think what's cool about Xanax is that you can get physically addicted to it and literally die from withdrawal. So that's fun.
True.
You can die withdrawals from Xanny?
It's like a swallowable, it's like a chewable booze, you know? It's like the same kind of, you can die from booze and...
Yeah.
Benzo is horrible. Yeah, no, you can like have seizures and stuff.
People well, luckily for me, I can't get addicted to it because I always forget that I put it in my fifth pocket in my jeans, so I find it before my wash. Oh, there you go, Xanny. Can we dry clean these?
I wrote an article about like marijuana being considered essential because I wanted to get like other people's opinions to like understand. And one of the people I interviewed said, because I was like, is there anything else that you think should be considered essential that wasn't? And she was like, I think that she's on Klonopin. And she's like, I think that the prescription thing should for narcotics should be relaxed right now because it's scary. Like, you can only get a month of Klonopin at a time.
Right.
Right. And right now, that means she has to go out every fucking month, go to the pharmacy where sick people are, go to the doctor where sick, and that sucks. Like, they totally, I agree with that. Do you guys think there's anything that should be considered essential that wasn't?
Well, one good thing that pharmacy is doing, like, if you got your pharmacist in New York City, you can get it anywhere. Like, you can call from North Carolina and they'll send you, you can pick it up there. You can pick it up at a pharmacy there because they don't expect you to come back to the epicenter to pick your shit up. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
so you can get your medicine from other places than New York City if you left the city or state. You just got to call your pharmacist and figure it out.
I tried to fill an Adderall prescription from Addies. New York in California once, and they wouldn't do it if it wasn't in California.
Yeah, now, yeah, back then, no. Now, yes. Now, yes. Now they'll do it.
Oh, that's cool.
Now they'll do it because you can't even travel. You'd be like, you can't even get on a plane, so they can't keep you away from your medicine. So everybody's pharmacist got a somewhere that's near you that they can call and they can bring it, and you just pick it up from somewhere local.
Yeah, but you still can't get more than a month of certain prescriptions though at a time.
Well, it depends on who it is. Cause the elderly, they really lax in the shit for the elderly. So whatever they need, they're just trying to get them to one stop, so they don't have to keep coming back and forth and back and forth. And they even got people who's making deliveries for some of these people. So. They're trying to figure it out, but it's all on the fly. They're always trying to figure everything out as it's happening.
Yeah. I guess if you had a cool doctor, they could, like, write you a bunch of prescriptions and just post-date them.
Yeah, that's what my doctor did. But my doctor's Dr. Dre. So he just, he sent me some beats and a whole bunch of Addies.
There you go.
Dr. J and Dr. Dre, my physicians. This is a good episode. See, we squeezed the episode out and it's Corona nonsense.
Oh, this was
It was fun. It was fun talking to you guys.
This silly Zoom. This is the first time we did an episode on Race Wars on Zoom. And Karen, it worked out.
It worked out amazing. I've been telling you for weeks.
Karen comes with a new young people technology and be like, this, check this out. They call it a fork. I'm like, no. I eat with my hands, bitch. My mama ate with her hands. I eat mine.
I've been using Skype for my podcast and it's not coming out super good. I think I'm going to switch to Zoom.
I use Skype for 4 episodes of my new sports show, but I'm only using the audio from there. I'm not using the cameras.
Right.
But these cameras are great. These look better, and there's better connection, and it whips back by itself when you start talking.
I fucking told you so
Karen, I swear to God.
Many times.
Yeah, Zoom's okay. It's okay. So make sure we send this to Matt so he can put it up for the fans, because people definitely been hitting me on social media saying, where's Race Wars last week?
Me too. Yeah. So just whatever. It's a pandemic, and we have to just pandemic for 1 second, and now we're back.
We're back, and we're going to do 2 episodes a week now. We're doing 2 episodes until this all kick over.
Perfect.
There you go.
Yeah. Now, do you want to do some pluggy, plug, plug, pluggy down, plug, 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 beep, beep? Where you going to be besides your house?
You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at RebeccaRush639. My Venmo is RR639.
Oh, yeah. Venmo me some money. Sherrod Small, Venmo. Yeah, Venmo me a couple dollars.
And my podcast is on Libsyn. It's Comics Book Club. There is an apostrophe. Libsyn.com. And you can also find it everywhere else you find podcasts.
Nice. K-Rons?
All of my social is Karen Margolis, K-E-R-E-N-M-A-R-G-O-L-I-S. And I am the host of a brand new show called Nerdgasm on
Nerdgasm!
so cute, looks incredible. It's so much fun. We kind of nerd out about a bunch of stuff in an hour, and it's really funny, informative, but just like a light, fun show. It's on hiatus right now, pending virus attacks, but it's going to be back, and the pilot episode is on their app, which has just been redesigned, so you can check that out and tell me what you guys think. I'll be half-heartedly tweeting and posting some selfies and stories and stuff on Instagram when I feel like it, and if you DM me, I'd really love to hear from you and see how you're doing. I hope you guys are having a good virus.
Yay! This is a good episode. Make sure you guys check out Small Ball. Small Ball, my new sports podcast. I got a bunch of episodes. I got Chuck Knights on one with Judy Gold, and I got Godfrey and Andre Kim Jr. on one. But it's on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. So make sure you check out Small Ball, Spotify, Apple Podcasts. We got about 3-4 episodes up so far. Yeah, sports and comedy. Yeah, sports and comedy. Sports, 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 sports. Where is sports?
You know about sports.
Yeah, I know about everything. You know me.
I've not been invited on Small Ball, so.
You'll be invited on. You don't know anything about sports, but.
It's fine, though, right?
No. But I will have you on. I will bring you on there. We'll have a tutorial episode of, yeah.
Yeah, I learn really, really fast, except sports.
You do?
Okay, yeah, good.
I agree. You do learn fast, so yeah, I'll get you involved in that. You guys had fun on this episode?
This is the best, and you can check this out on YouTube too, right? We'll put up the video on YouTube. And
yes, put the video up on YouTube. Put it out all the spots where videos can be found.
Yeah.
And
guys, I wore a sleeveless white top for you. If you feel
yes.
Like on YouTube, I kept it sexy.
Oh, you came through for us. Perfect.
Oh, yeah. I'll do it.
Titties for days. Make sure y'all check out the episode. Thanks for coming on. Race Wars, huh? Send it to Matt.
All right, you got it.
Karen, send it to, yeah. Get it to Matt and get it up on YouTube. You're the best.
All right. Love you,
and
guys.
Get back to shooting the porn that you're obviously shooting in your apartment.
Yeah, and I am shooting my own private porn. That's right. I was going to just make the announcement on my own time, but I'm
okay.
The mansplain porn video. Yes, it's a porn.
Yeah!
All right, bye.
All right, Race Wars. Bye, love y'all.
Love you.
Peace. Are you hanging up, Karen?
Hold on, I have to stop recording. I'm stopping recording. Love you guys. Bye.
Bye.